Welcome to episode 11 of The Oz Effect. I'm your host, Heath Aston, and it's great to have you with us tonight. Now, in the news, we've got an alien base apparently been seen on the moon. There's an enormous UFO that's been seen in India. And President Bush Sr. says we can't handle the truth. And our main topic tonight is an especially creepy one. So if you're curled up in bed listening to this, make sure the blankets are pulled way up. Because tonight we're looking at stories and reports of haunted dolls. Those creepy porcelain faces are spooky at the best of times, let alone what some of these little terrors get up to. But we first look at the appearance on the moon of what appears to be an alien base. A huge alien city has been discovered on the surface of the moon in a NASA photo by a prominent UFO researcher. It's not the first time that UFO hunters have claimed to discover actual cities on the moon. And this is cities that the UFO enthusiast accused NASA of knowing about but covering up for decades. So a bit of a conspiracy theory here for you. But this discovery is different from many of the other claims because of where it was discovered. Because this time, any armchair UFO enthusiast can hunt down this bizarre find and check it for him or herself whether the image actually depicts an alien city or a UFO moon base. Or if the image is nothing more than an optical illusion or a photographic glitch, because this image turns up on the Google Earth app and the feature known as Google Moon. Now, while not every Google user is aware of this feature, which is available under the View menu and the Explore submenu on the Google Earth software, Google Moon actually allows users to explore the surface of the moon through a complex composite of NASA images. Now, I'll post the location in the article in the show notes, so if you want to actually go and have a look at it, just type in the coordinates into the search field, and when you get the imagery that pops up then, it really kind of does look like a building. It could certainly be over-pixelated graphics, when they always get that squarish shape, but from what the photo actually looks like, the screen capture I've seen here, and I've had a look at it myself, it does look strangely like it could be a building, which is very odd to be found on the moon. Next, we are in India, and there's been a huge UFO that's been seen in Manipur over there. Now, some students saw a strange transparent circular object hovering over the neighbourhood at around about 1:30 in the afternoon back on the 7th of October. They've added the pictures, posted them online, and asked people to have a look at them. Now, interestingly, the round see-through object is seen just above residential buildings, and one of the pictures even has a rainbow in the backdrop. It does appear to be a genuine photo and not photoshopped, as a person is seen pointing at the object in one of the pictures. Some people are saying it is lenticular clouds, but the possibility is less as it doesn't look like lenticular clouds seen in the past, and the object is also transparent with the clouds and the rainbow clearly visible in the backdrop. Now, lenticular clouds are often confused for UFOs due to their oval-shaped structure. And they appear smooth, but they're mostly found near hills and mountainous areas. This picture's a tough one. It really does look impressive. Kind of like the big UFOs that we saw in Independence Day. And if you imagine one of those with some sort of, say, like a Star Trek cloaking device. So you can see silhouette effects. You can see some shape on it. But you can also see the sky that would be normally in the background. This thing is enormous. If it's meant to be to scale from what it looks like here in the photos. Someone's either gone to a whole lot of trouble to Photoshop something, kind of a almost pointless Photoshop really when you think about it, given you're not really seeing too much, but the leading edge of what you would say was the spaceship is certainly surprising and doesn't look like clouds to me. Once again, that'll be in the show notes for episode 11, so you might want to pop across there and have a look. It's a pretty amazing looking picture anyway. And then we move back to the States for another bit of maybe a conspiracy theory one for those buffs out there, and this week we have George Bush Sr., the former President of the United States. He's busy these days campaigning for his son Jeb Bush's presidential candidature. And at a fundraiser this week in Orlando, a man in the crowd raised a strange question which led to an even more surprising response by the former president and CIA director. An activist and journalist asked Bush about the US government is going to reveal the truth about UFOs to the Americans. George Bush Sr. replied, "Americans can't handle the truth." And the crowd and reporters were stunned into silence with this answer. They were taken completely by surprise. Organisers of the event even had to briefly halt the questioning. Now, some experts are saying that the 91-year-old Sr. Bush is suffering from a loss of cognitive functions. He's in a state of frail health, and might be suffering from a neurological disorder like Alzheimer's, which would explain such a weird comment. At his age, it is quite normal to suffer from such a loss. However, interestingly, it's not the first time that George Bush Sr. has expressed a controversial opinion on the subject of UFOs. During the 1988 presidential campaign, James Adder, journalist for the Arkansas Globe, asked him about the existence of UFOs, to which Bush replied, "I know some. I know a fair amount." The interview was cut short at this time, and then in another debate with Dukakis, he said, "I am very careful in public life about dealing with classified information." Now, of all the presidents that have been faced with the UFO problem, George Bush is probably the best qualified to have been given the secret. He spent a year as Director of Central Intelligence, the head of the entire United States intelligence community, for President Ford. Then as DCI, he was in charge of giving intelligence briefings to Jimmy Carter during his transition to the presidency in 1976. Now, it's often been said that the United States knows a lot more about UFOs than what it tells the public. So is he just getting old and making wild statements? Or is he just finally getting to the point where he's just going to give hints and keep teasing us like this? We may never know. So now that you're up to speed, we're going to take a short break and then we'll be back with Horror Barbie and her friends. Stay tuned, you're with The Oz Effect. Welcome back. Tonight we're going to be looking at some of the different haunted dolls that there are around the world. Now, many of us have seen the horror movies such as the Chucky films, they're infamous, and there's been any other number of films where we've seen a doll in some way possessed or acting in a homicidal way. Some of these ones here, these are documented stories from around the world, so you can take the truth of them as you will. Anecdotal evidence would indicate I certainly wouldn't want to be owning any of these. Now, our first doll tonight is a pretty famous one these days, thanks to some movies. This is the doll Annabelle. It's made hugely famous in the film The Conjuring, which came out, I think, about 2 years ago now. If you like your spooky horror movies, it's definitely one to get along and have a look at. Now, for Annabelle, Ed and Lorraine Warren are famous American paranormal investigators, and in one of their cases, they investigated a Raggedy Ann-type doll. This story was made well famous through the film The Conjuring, and the Annabelle doll was given to a girl named Donna by her mother in 1970. Donna and her roommate Angie noticed that the doll would switch positions or move around the apartment when they weren't looking. Eventually, they began finding messages on parchment-like paper saying, "Help me," even though they didn't keep parchment paper in the apartment. They even found the doll standing impossibly on its rag doll legs one day. The frightened girls contacted a psychic medium who told them that the doll was possessed by the spirit of a young girl who had died in the apartment building. Annabelle was her name, and said that she liked the college girls, wanted to stay with them, and so they told her that she could. Unfortunately, granting the spirit this permission led to increased paranormal activity in their apartment, including having a male friend get attacked by the doll one night, leaving vicious scratch marks all over his chest and torso. Annabelle was once found with a red substance coming out of her hands and was moving around more and more, as their friend Lou remembers. Now, Lou woke up one night from a deep sleep and in panic. Once again, he had a recurring bad dream, only this time, somehow, something seemed different. It was as though he was awake but couldn't move. He looked around the room but couldn't discern anything out of the ordinary, and then it happened. Looking down toward his feet, he saw the doll, Annabelle. It began to slowly glide up his leg, moved over his chest, and then stopped. Within seconds, the doll was strangling him. Paralyzed and gasping for breath, Lou, at the point of asphyxiation, blacked out. Lou